Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as Brian was telling us there, at least 52 people, including children, have been killed in Spain after those flash floods struck parts of the country. Authorities in the worst hit areas, which include places around Valencia, have advised people to stay at home and avoid all non-essential travel. Well, in the past few minutes, the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has been addressing the nation, saying all help that is needed will be provided to the areas affected.
Our absolute priority is to help you. Our public authorities are working in a coordinated fashion to make that possible, and we are going to do everything possible today and however long is necessary so that we can recover from this tragedy. We will not leave you alone. Obviously, our thoughts go out to those whose homes and possessions have been devastated and whose lives have been covered in mud. Behind all of this damage, there are decades of efforts and projects that have been plunged into uncertainty. But please know that we will help you with all of the state's resources and, if necessary, the European Union, so that you can move forward, so that you can rebuild your homes and lives as quickly as possible.
Okay, that is the Spanish Prime Minister speaking there. And for more, we're joined now by Sarah Morris, who's a freelance journalist in Spain. Sarah, we heard the Prime Minister there talking about recovery. He also asked people to remain vigilant, and he warned that the flood episode isn't over. Now, they've already had more than a year's worth of rain in just 8 hours. So is the forecast for more to come?
There's still rain, but it's the water levels are reducing in many areas of the Valencia province, which is where the biggest devastation has taken place. And the authorities are really hoping that that is the case, because we've got about 750 extra defence military people standing by to actually get in to areas which are at the moment cut off. People are waiting to be rescued, and there's a considerable amount of confusion as to where many people's loved ones are, simply because the phone networks have gone down in many areas, the emergency services can't get into many villages, and it's really been the overflowing of many of those rivers that has caused such devastation, particularly the Magdi River in Valencia. On top of that very, very high rainfall, and the weather forecasters are saying this has been the most rain they've had since the 1980s. There have been overflowing rivers, and that has really exacerbated the problem. And people have found themselves trapped on roofs, trapped on top of their cars, trapped in factories. And many people are asking, really, did the alerts go out? The weather forecasters did warn of this torrential rain coming, but it looks as if the emergency 112 service didn't actually issue many alerts until 8 o'clock yesterday evening. And that really, for many people, was just too late.
So what does that mean? Is there an automatic text message type system supposed to operate?
Not in this case, and that will be one of the things that's looked at. You might remember that the Madrid authorities trialled that a couple of years back, and they actually, afterwards, the torrential rain didn't seem as if it was bad as they were warning. But in this case, it seemed as if there were messages going out from the weather forecasting services, but they were messages saying that the alert had increased from orange to red, which is the maximum warning. And the message clearly for many people didn't get through. Mm-hmm. There will, of course, be an inquiry, I would imagine, with the Prime Minister and the Conservative People's Party, which runs the region, having to answer questions as to whether there were enough emergency service workers, particularly because there have been cutbacks in that Valencia region.
And Sarah, there has been a huge deployment of rescue workers, of military personnel. Germany is offering to send services and people if they are needed. But the problem is, at the moment, as you've explained, that the can't get in just yet.
That's right. And it's really quite heartbreaking for people's family members to see these videos on social networks. So one woman actually said that her brother had called her mother to simply say goodbye because he was trapped in his car and thought that he wouldn't survive that. People really rescuing the people that they can, but hoping that that death toll, which you mentioned, of more than 51 won't rise. But the authorities actually, I'm seeing a report in El País newspaper that says the Defence Ministry has offered portable morgues to Valencia, and that looks as if potentially when the defence workers get into those areas that are currently blocked off, they are expecting that they may find more fatalities.
Sarah, thank you very much for that update. We'll keep a close eye on this story and we'll bring our listeners any news as we get it. That's Sarah Morris in Spain.